There you go. It's tough to get a decent pizza in space. So tough, in fact.
Oh, yeah, delivery charges.
That's always been my motto. Yeah.
It's so tough that astronauts at the International Space Station once received a delivery from an Earthbound Pizza Hut. Really?
Hmm. How?
I don't know. Wouldn't you have loved to... Because, I mean, a pizza box is something that is not easily hidden.
No.
I don't think you can necessarily sneak that on somewhere.
No, especially when they're in that big red thing, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Plus the fact,
warmer.
Okay, see, now, plus the fact, now that's the deal, is they cook the pie, and then I guess they understand that it's going to get cold in the time that it takes to get up to the space station.
Right.
But I guess they have a microwave up there. Who cleans the microwave inside the space station? You know what I'm saying?
Last one to use it.
Right. Yeah. And is the time ever right
on
it?
Well, but just think, though. I mean, if it's weightless and you spray the little psh, I mean, that stuff just kind of floats all over the cabin, doesn't it?
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know.
And you ask, okay, who put the aluminum foil in the microwave?
Yeah. Little problems there. So anyway, now Domino's Japanese operation is going a step further in the publicity wars. The chain swears it plans to open a store on the moon someday.
Well, then Papa John's will be right afterwards.
That's right.
Yeah.
A construction company has estimated that the endeavor would cost $21.4 billion. Okay, now see, how do you get that? What? You could just throw a number out there. It's like buying a golf course. I mean, just throw a number out there.
Easy.
Domino's rep says in its tongue-in-cheek release. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that. In the future, we anticipate there will be many people living on the moon. Okay, future. What is that? Future could be like 70 years from now. Astronauts who are working up there, and in the future, citizens of the moon will start thinking about wanting a pizza, and if that's the case, we want to have a restaurant there. Okay. Fine. And then there'll be a CVS.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, if that happens, the Walgreens is going to have to be right
the next
across
day.
The street.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
All those will
have
to
dodge
happen.
All that space trash we keep hearing about.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But they'll all get up there. There'll be some golden arches and a Starbucks, you know, when they get there. So.
Yeah. New survey finds that a whopping 71% of Chinese workers admit to calling in sick when they aren't. Well, once again, the Western culture has injected itself in China. On the other hand, only 16% of French workers say that they take a fake sick day. Well, that's because they get like 47 days of vacation anyway, don't they?
That's right.
Why would they need to do that?
Yeah, it's not like they got to go off to war or anything.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm going to say, it's not like they have to surrender to the illness. Well. I mean, you know. Hello?
Do you have to have that passport to get to the moon?
Well, I don't think so. I think it's not a problem yet.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
He just wants a stamp
on
his
follow-up.
He wants his stamp on his passport.
He sounded very serious.
Said moon, yeah.
Moon stamp, yeah. Okay. The survey found that half of all U.S. Americans have taken a fake sick day. It's about on par with countries including Canada, Australia, and not
surprisingly. Half of Americans have taken a fake sick day?
That's what it says.
Half of the other half are lying.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think if I've taken a fake sick day recently. I don't know. It's been a long time. And not surprisingly, most people said they called in sick because they felt stressed or needed a day off.
Well, it's kind of illness. Who are you calling? The man?
Yeah.
T-Boy?
Yeah.
The boss.
Well, I mean,
He was back in sales a second ago.
Was he?
Yeah, I saw him back there.
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, is Ben in his office? Do you know?
He's around here somewhere. He's not in his office.
Can you do the famous all page for us?
Yeah.
That'd be great. Thanks. I appreciate
Hang
that.
On.
Okay, great.
Ben.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was.
See, I got my do not disturb on, so I won't be able to hear it. But
that's right.
Yeah.
And sales doesn't listen to us. So
well, I just think it's interesting if he's in sales, we can call. I think it's interesting if we could catch him in sales, if he'd go ahead and pick up the phone there.
Mm-hmm.
When we could talk about people and fake sick days.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You know, that...
This is Ben.
Ah, there you go.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Fine. Thank you.
Good. All right, where are you? In the sales office?
No, I'm in engineering. You want to hear some of the machines running?
I can kind of hear them in the background, yeah.
Pretty cool, huh? Would you like me to come down to the studio?
Did Dusty ask to hear your big line for the reading?
Are we on the air?
Yeah, of course we are.
Well, I don't want to
I'm just asking, did he ask? Because I told him to ask.
Okay,
good. All right. Okay.
I'm working on it, though.
All right. Here's the news, and I was hoping you were in the sales department, but I just told
well, I would be the only one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were discussing.
Hey, it's a Friday.
That.
Didn't you get the memo? I didn't either.
Ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh.
A new survey finds that 71% of Chinese workers admit to calling in sick when they aren't. On the other
so all of these people with the painfully American names that are working in our sales department actually have a little touch of the menace in them.
The survey found that about half of all U.S. Americans have taken a fake sick day.
You reckon?
Now, but here's the thing that I thought was surprising.
Does it actually have to be during a major sports playoff?
No.
Oh, okay.
For some people, it just has to be a day that ends in Y, but preferably adjacent to a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprisingly, though, and this is why I wanted you to know about this, because anything that we can do to help you in your managerial duties.
Over the years, mm-hmm. I know that you guys have my back. I know that I can count on you.
You can do that.
We try to be the wind beneath your wings, sir.
Yes, we are the wind beneath your wings.
Cue the music.
The light of my day.
That's the love of my life. You know
it.
Most people said they called in sick because they felt stressed or needed a day off. I mean, that's it. It's just...
You're kidding. We can do that?
Yeah, well, some people obviously... It says almost half. Now, I don't know if that's on the downside of almost or on the upside of almost half.
You know, I have to tell you, on days where we get excellent economic news,
yes,
like we did today,
mm-hmm.
And by excellent, I mean there's nowhere to go but up.
Yeah.
Excellent days. I have a lot less sickness reported among the staff.
Really?
Yeah, I think that when you get the word that, well, there are no jobs out there,
yeah.
I think somehow they say, you know, my back doesn't feel quite as bad as it did when I first awoke at 8:30 this morning.
But remember, next Thursday, we get to hear the grand plan. Everything will be fine.
I know.
Right? That, and then we get to watch football right afterwards. I'd say it's perfect.
Look, he's got all of that backwards. If he's going to unveil a plan in another major speech, he wants to get to the Americans after they've had about a six-pack.
Thank you, Ben Downs, general manager.
And his, speaking the truth.
Yeah.
Dropping truth bombs.
Yeah.
Telling it like it is.
You know it, right here on the radio. When we come back.
Coming up next on the Infomaniacs.
We need that. Yeah. Story about a guy who wants to paint his name in the Grand Canyon.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Foul Digits, Awful Good Chicken Fingers, Tom Light Chevrolet, and the Sleep Station. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I got a great trivia question. I don't have any prizes to give away.
Hmm.
Do we have any tickets? Do we have any Do we have any football tickets?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know if Ben had any.
No.
Because this is really a... This is a pretty good trivia question.
Now, I've got some tickets that, you know, that I've been telling you about for a while.
Yeah, no, that's not.
Because this is our last chance to do that.
No, it's not. It's the, it happens next week, right?
No, it happens tomorrow.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, that's... I've been finding
Scott's timing is impeccable, as always.
How many tickets we got?
10.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got tickets for...
This is for Christfest Rocks. Right. It's a Wolf Pen.
Yeah, I'm not taking the calls now, but we'll do it. I'll stay here after 9 o'clock and take calls.
It's a Wolf Pen. It's tomorrow at Wolf Pen, and it's the group Cutlass. Is that right?
Yes.
Cutlass?
Yes.
Is the main group with special guests.
They're good.
Robbie Shea Band and Andy Melvin and the Unlikely Sons.
All right. And what time does it start?
You know, if it only had a time on the ticket, I could tell you that.
Okay, that's fine. All right, don't worry about that.
If it only had a time
but
on
if you,
the ticket.
If, all right, you but if you want tickets, if you want tickets to that, then you
call after
me,
the show.
Call me after the show, 695-1620, and the first five people will give you each a pair of tickets. Dang. Well, I guess I'm going to save this then. I guess I just will. There is a list I had this morning of the summer's biggest flops in movies, and there were some here.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboys and Aliens.
Oh, and I saw that, and I really enjoyed that movie. I really did.
Okay.
I really, and most everybody that I saw that I know that saw it enjoyed it.
Cost $163 million to make.
Uh-huh.
It's only made $129 so far.
Is that right? Well, that's too bad.
Maybe it'll do well in the future.
Yeah, maybe so. But no, it was a fun movie. It really
Larry
was.
Crown, that's that Tom Hanks stinker poo.
Yeah,
it's made $52 million.
I saw that one too.
And
so it's gotten your money.
No, it was a stinker. All right. No doubt about that.
Green Lantern cost $200 million. It's made $206 million.
I didn't see that one.
Ryan Reynolds isn't to blame. The Change Up, Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Conan the Barbarian, $22 million. And Glee, the 3D concert movie, that kind of surprises me because that's a real popular TV show.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think.
Yeah.
$14 million worldwide. That's.
I wonder how publicized that was. I wasn't even aware that was out there.
Well,
I
mean, we mentioned
I'm not a Gleek, but my wife is.
Yeah. A Gleek. Oh, is that what you call it?
Yeah, Gleeks.
Very interesting. Okay. It's 8 till. Hotels across U.S. America replacing those tiny little bottles of shampoo that are, you know, easy to steal. With the big full-size refillable bottles of shampoo. When guests leave, the pump bottles are refilled so nothing is thrown out, reducing the waste of the hotel.
So they're going to have a dispenser in the showers?
I guess that's how they're going to do that.
Oh, how health club of them.
Yeah, that's very nice. Well, that'll be interesting. Because we gave all ours away to Joplin. We emptied out our drawers for the Joplin for the tornado thing. And but up until then...
Oh, so you really went out of pocket for them is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I did some other stuff,
You gave them all the stuff you'd stolen.
Yeah.
So you used Joplin Tornado Relief as a giant fence. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Is that the way you're looking at it?
There you go.
That's pretty interesting.
It's all about your perspective, I suppose.
Yeah, that's probably right. Hey, by the way, you can follow all our local teams, and we broadcast a bunch of them right here,
right,
on Twitter at Brass's Football. So sign up for that.
Basically, if you play organized football in this fair city, there's a better than average chance that we pick them up in game.
That's true.
No matter if it's St. Joseph or the Rangers or the Rattlers or the Vikings or the Tigers.
Yep. Well, we got St. Joseph again tonight, by the way, and they're at home.
All right. Week from today, from 7 a.m. until 9 a.m., Tom is going to be out at the Prosperity Bank location on Greens Prairie Road.
Rock Prairie, isn't it?
Like I said, Rock Prairie Road.
That one,
not
too.
Not Greens Prairie, Rock Prairie Road.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a prairie.
Yeah, it will. It's Free Flag Friday. That means if you bring Tom a donut, he'll give you a flag.
Mm-hmm. If you bring him two donuts, he'll put it on your car.
That's right. If you bring four, give me one.
Yeah.
I'll give you two flags.
That's it. Something like that. He won't bring any back for us.
No.
But nonetheless.
No flags nor donuts.
But again.
He'll come back all sugared up, glazed, kind of trickling down one side of his mouth.
But it's waffle week.
It's a limited, it's a limited number of flags, so you do need to get there early. But that's from 7 until 9 next Friday at the Prosperity Bank right there at the corner, Rock Prairie Road.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so a guy from Canada. Facing two charges after spray painting his name in red letters on a prominent, culturally significant, often photographed rock face in Grand Canyon National Park in Arizona. According to the U.S. District Court complaint filed by the Park Service, the man admitted that he tossed the can of spray paint into the Grand Canyon after a tour leader and other bystanders began yelling at him.
Nice job, Kilroy.
Cause of the uproar, Lucien Lionel Chenier could only get Lucy, L-U-S-I.
Very nice.
Couldn't even get his whole name on there before they got him.
Uh-huh.
He was on an RV trip with his wife that started in Ottawa, went through the Yukon to Alaska, then down through B.C. and into U.S. America through the Washington State area. And for his part, Lucienne said he chose the spot that he did for the spray painting of his name. It was so special. If he could just leave his name, then his kids would be able to see it 20 years from now.
How about that?
What was this Mozon thinking, okay? So, nice job, fella. Ooh, people who exercise vigorously get a bonus for their hard work. Pulled muscle. Yeah. They continue to burn extra calories long after they finish working out. New study shows that men who biked intensely on a stationary bike for 45 minutes burn an extra 190 calories over the 14 hours following their workout. I'm just going to say that if you are intensely biking on a stationary bike for 45 minutes, you probably are not having to burn off those extra calories because you're going to go eat cookie dough, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're doing that, you pretty much are working on staying in good shape or being in good shape. All the rest of us get on a bike for 3 minutes and go, oh, that hurts. Give me some cream cheese. You know, I hurt. I want to go eat a bag of Doritos because my knee hurts. Nobody I know. Well, really?
And I'm stressed. I'm going to call in sick.
Well, I have a neighbor who bikes, and he like gets up at 6 a.m. and bikes like 20 miles a day or something.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That guy doesn't have to worry. He can go ahead and eat a pizza. You know, I try to go out and do that. You know, my knee's going to hurt after about 2 minutes. Going, somebody took the blocks off the pedals. My feet won't reach the pedals anymore. Hey, we were talking about this off the air, and this is at least I believe in the Chase Murphy household going to be a big deal. And that is that Starz and Netflix not getting along. And so as a result, there are going to be a lot of movies. I think Disney and Sony are going to be some of the things that you're not going to be able to find on Netflix pretty soon.
Starz is one of the biggest providers of movies on Netflix streaming.
Yeah.
And so the fact that you're not going to be able to stream movies that would otherwise be available through Starz, that's going to cut into, I mean, and I've said this before, the movie selection on Netflix streaming is, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it a 4.
Okay.
Maybe a 5.
Right.
There's some decent classics on there, but there's just not a good variety, and very, 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 very few recent releases or anything like that.
Right.
And if this goes away, there's going to be even fewer. So it's going to drop the movie selection probably down to a 2 or 3.
Well, it dropped Netflix stock by 10% yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a profound effect in the market, and they may need to try to come to terms with that. We'll see. So between the price change that they went through and then this, kind of an interesting cultural change there.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand, the Billboard record charts came out. Barbara Streisand debuted at number 4 with her latest album called What Matters Most. That gives her 31 top 10 albums. That's more than the Beatles, who had 30.
Goodness.
The Rolling Stones have the most with 36, Frank Sinatra with 33, but she's got 31 now, which is not too bad. Not too bad.
No, that's pretty strong.
For the Babster.
Yeah.
All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
Because, you know, it's Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's time for us to
love this part.
Move on. I know. It means, means the day's almost over.
Yeah.
The Great Fire of London broke out when it was finally extinguished. 3 days later, nearly 400 acres of the city had been destroyed. It was in 1666. In 1944, a guy named George H.W. Bush was shot down by Japanese forces. It's also, I think, VJ Day. And in 1963, get this, in 1963, CBS Evening News went from 15 to 30 minutes.
How are we ever going to fill that time?
15-minute national newscast back in 19...
They have weather and sports, too?
1963. Yeah, really. With Jack Lasculli.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Movies over the weekend. This one that started Wednesday, The Debt, it got a 76%. That's been on for a while. Two new movies, Apollo 18 and Shark Night. Neither one of them are rated by Rotten Tomatoes yet, so I don't know. Went to a movie last night. Was a guest with a bunch of other folks called 7 Days in Utopia. This is a Christian-based movie starring Robert Duvall and Lucas Black, and it's a fine message. It's about golf. That's the theme. It's about golf. It was all filmed in Texas, in Utopia, in San Antonio, and it's a nice.